I'm Gogo Germain, award-winning memoirist and internet slut. And who are you, sir?
I'm Sid Pink. I really don't do anything, but I'm glad that I get to have this conversation. I'm in the middle of my memoirs with you.
Sid Pink is a very creative person who has been working in the film and TV industry for, 25 years?
Yeah.
Also a musician and a brilliant writer and, you know, actor, basically Renaissance man, eccentric dandy, all about town.
I am a dandy. That is true. I really like things that you put on your body, especially pointed shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He calls himself a fashion anomaly and a Z-lebrity. we met probably how long ago?
I was just trying to figure that out. It's 15, right around 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we met 15 years ago.
So you were 2.
I was 20-something, maybe. And Sid was at the depths of his Sidness, doing lucha libre and casting and traveling the world. And what else were you doing?
I always like to see magic. So I would always go and see people that were Penn and Teller, those things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And he also, very important. He was a performer and an MC. He was a promoter of Lucha Libre shows. He did a game show called
Sid Pink.
Yeah, Think Pink, right? Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
So Sid Pink traveled the world and lived a very interesting life, a very memoir-worthy life. And then in his international travels, something happened in February of 2020. Do you want me to talk about it, or do you want to introduce what happened?
I can start just what I know. Mm-hmm. Is that I was going to Switzerland, which I've never been there, and I was very excited because I know it's beautiful. But I couldn't go there. It was too expensive. So it was my friend's 40th birthday, and he lives in Paris. So my other friend said, I will pay for me my flight and all that stuff to go there so I could be a babysitter for Esme, who I've known for a long time. I think at that point she was 4, and we just like to laugh, and that's it. So we're the same. So I went there. I never know anything about what happens, so I couldn't tell you what happened, but I went to a dinner, and I had booked at a hotel, and apparently I left the dinner. And I'm sure I did that because everybody was going to be drunk and hungover the next morning. And I need to get up at 6 to hang out with Esme and get on a train to go into Switzerland. But I sort of woke up and didn't know why or where I was.
Okay, so from here in America, our vantage point, all we knew was in February of 2020, our dear and beloved Sid Pink was found unconscious in the street of Paris and in a coma for 3 weeks. And we were all just freaking out, understandably. There were crowd funds and lighting candles and doing witchcraft and wondering, first we were wondering if he would make it, because we had no idea. He was in a foreign country And then there was like a moment where it became clear he was going to make it. And so we were like so excited, but then we didn't know, like, is he going to be the same? You know, what's going to change? Because he was in a coma. We knew that, like, he had a traumatic brain injury, but we didn't know anything else.
So waking up, so I didn't know anything, and we don't know how this happened, but I have a hole in my skull that's about the size is a Nerf football, and what had happened is I had a big brain bleeding, and that's why my brain is injured. So they had to go in there and cut out of that hole, and I didn't know any of this, so... the first thing I remember is that I got out of the bed, I went to the bathroom, and there's the mirror, and I looked, and I was shaved in my head and everything, and I saw this big hole, and I was like, to myself, I said, damn, last night must have been a big night. And then I turned, I saw myself, and I had lost like 25 pounds, which I always want to lose weight my whole life now. And I was like, damn, you look good. So I guess I could still talk a little bit. So, I was very, very lucky, as my catchphrase, be lucky, because, you know, traumatic brain injury can be a million things, you know, for other people. So... I can still walk. I can still talk sometimes. I remember things. I remember my whole life before the injury. All these things that a lot of people, they don't have that. They can't handle things or see, can't walk. And so be lucky if you have that kind of an injury. There's a lot of things that I can't do, but... I can do all those things, and I also got a traumatic brain injury in another country. So if it happened here, I would still be paying down $2 million. And the last thing that's more important than everything else, and I still have guilt because I never knew that so many people would be so interested in me, and I love them all for taking that time and donations with money and their heart.
Well, you're very beloved in Denver. Sid has been, you know, doing art and just being creative and being friends with people in Denver, helping people out. And so everybody was really, really upset about it. You know, you're one of the most artistic and creative personalities. And I think that was something that really struck everybody, is like, we want that person to stay because you have such a personality. And I mean that in a good way. It sounds like you have such a personality. Okay. That was one of the things I remember, like the first Instagram message from you. I don't remember exactly what it was. I think it was in emojis, but it was like, oh, he's still there. And so we were relieved when it was like, okay, the Sid Pink essence is still there. There's a lot that happened in between that. 3 years ago, basically, you had to sort of relearn, rebuild language and four. Yeah.
So math, I can't after
this injury. I mean, I didn't even know that too. We were just talking February 2020.
So don't get a traumatic brain injury and count. It's kind of bad to do at the same time.
Or just be me with math. You went from knowing multiple languages and having this like staggeringly brilliant writing style that is almost your own language. And now you still have language, but it takes you longer to access it, right? Or how does it work in your mind?
So I don't have access to let's say, Spanish, which I used to be able to speak fluently. So that has been erased. But English, I know all the words, so it's pretty easy for me to hear other people talking. And I can read. It takes me a long time, but I know all the words there. But when I'm talking and when I'm writing, it can be really difficult to find the word that I know I want, which wasn't how it was with the style I had before the injury. So when I look back and see them, I can see a style that I feel powerful and happy about that style. And I can't write that way anymore.
It's interesting, though. We've been doing a lot of writing together, and to see that a lot of your writing is just more accessible to everyone now. You just write like a normal person. Basically, to cut to the chase, you know, we live together now, and you tell me all these stories about your life, and I just at some point was like, okay, God damn it, you need to write a memoir. And to which you said,
no fucking way, I'm never doing it.
Because it would take like a very long time.
And not in the style that I would want to do, mm-hmm. which I can't, I just can't do it. But there's something that the boss, also known as Aaron, said, well, let's look into and do a test about AI and looking at it together and see if we can, like, invoke the style through all the other things that I have written.
Yeah, so we basically have this wealth of writing from pre-injury Sid Pink. We're feeding his older writing into the AI robots, and we're teaching AI to write like Sid Pink in the old Sid Pink prose style. And it's still the same amount of work because you, Sid Pink, are recording all of your life stories, right? And oh, then, yeah, you're still doing it all.
No, I was just going to say that's another thing that you helped me with that too, because I said, well, I don't even want to write it. Just sit down and write it. And where you told me, like, well, you can do, you know, speech to text. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's a good place to start.
Yeah. So we do, he just can say speech to text, tell the stories like he's telling me at the dinner table. And then I put it through the AI robots and try to get it to write it like Sid Pink. The stories are incredible, and they're stories that absolutely would not have been told if it weren't for AI. And I think that, like, it's really interesting because it's an exercise and an experiment. A lot of themes here are like, you know, the soul, the expression of the soul. Sid is the most creative soul ever, and he even suffered a traumatic brain injury and still retained that. And so, you know, to me, it's all really interesting about trying to capture that, capture all of those stories, even with like the hurdles that you have.
Just really wonderful to have you to help me do that. Let's help us do it. I could never do it anyway.
Let's talk about this writing clip, The Winter Hearted. This is actually your original writing from around 2010, right? And so we wanted for people to see your old writing style and what we're hoping to achieve. It's also going to be in the memoir, but do you want to talk about like what it is, like the theme?
I think the theme is pretty simple for me, which was a mood that I guess I still live in a lot about romance, but also being in love with winter. that's the most important season for sure. Which I know might sound pretty strange or dreary.
It's gothy.
But it's gothy. It's very gothy. So I feel good if we're putting that out there just to show this is what I used to be, this style I used to be able to write, and we're honing in on how to do that again with tools.
Yeah. But it's not necessarily, it's going to be in the memoir, but the memoir is going to be a memoir, not as abstract.
No, it's what has happened.
It is what has happened in the life of Sid Pink, which one of the most recent comments on our post about it was, I would pay money to read 1 minute of the life of Sid Pink. What do you think about that?
I didn't hear that. Well, that's going to mean that I have like $500 million.
Yeah, as it should be.
I might even give some of those away.
So anyway, that's sort of the background of Be Lucky.
Yeah.
The memoir of Sid Pink.
Well, thanks for doing this conversation interview with me.
Thank you for letting me be a part of it. Over and out.